today is SNA Appreciation Day. Special Needs Assistance is organised by the Forsa Trade Union. It's the second year of the event to honour special needs assistance. Caroline McGrath is an SNA at Cláiste na Riachta in Listowel. I spoke to her, talked to her about when she got started, how she finds the job, and what SNAs are looking for in terms of their future progression from the government.
How I started originally was, my background was, I was a chef and I had done a bit of catering instructor, and I was working for a catering company and the contract had ended after 10 years, and I took this as my opportunity to maybe change my career and do something that I was always interested in. So I applied to Kerry College and there was an early childcare course, level 5 in Causeway, which is quite close to me, and I applied and I completed the level 5, and during the level 5, I get to go on work experience. So I did some work experience in primary schools. And then they gave me the opportunity to do level 6 by night, which was fantastic because we were able to work during the day and go to the course at night. So then in 2017, I applied to the Kerry ATB panel, which I got a job covering maternity leave in Cláiste na Riachta in Listowel. So then, once my maternity leave was over, I applied again for the board, for the panel, and I got a permanent job in 2018 in Cláiste na Riachta in Listowel. So I suppose the rest is history. I'm here since.
Right. And you've been through all the aspects of being an SNA since then, full time in 2018. What kind of a job is it, I suppose, Caroline, and how rewarding have you found it?
It's a huge, satisfying job. You're really seeing the students develop. You see them gaining confidence and becoming independent. Now, the school I work in is actually a secondary school, so I've been very fortunate because when I started, I was able to start with them in first year and work all the way up to sixth year with them. So I was able to foster a good relationship with them, see them develop to become very strong, and you had a good relationship with them really at the end of sixth year. And I suppose the other thing is we work very closely with our year ahead, with my year ahead and with all the teachers, and we try to foster a positive and supporting team environment for all the kids. So it's a hugely rewarding job.
And Caroline, is that what you saw, like the work that you do? And there's 13 of you in Cláiste na Riachta, that you're there to support, you work with the teachers, you're there trying to help them along, and you watch them develop over the years.
Oh, you do. Especially the first group that I started in first year with and got to sixth year with, they had COVID. We witnessed the lockdown. We witnessed they had no junior cert, the Zoom classes. And I suppose then coming back, and we witnessed all that, and we had to work with them because they hadn't sat a junior cert, so they were sitting a leaving cert. So there was huge anxieties at the time and technology. We have always had laptops in the school anyway, so there wasn't a massive transition just onto Zoom and things like that. But seeing lots and lots of changes over the few years that I've been here, you know.
Yeah, that must have been very challenging, the whole COVID period, to try and keep things on track and get the support there to them.
Yeah, that was challenging. But as I said, we were fortunate in school. All the kids that are using laptops, and they had been using Teams. We'd always had Microsoft, and we were able to work classrooms like that and do Zoom and Teams and all that kind of stuff. So it was very challenging, definitely, for the children more so than the adults, I think.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you could see it, especially when it came to the leaving cert, because they didn't have the junior cert prior, you know, so the challenges were there, all right.
When you started, Caroline, was it kind of a relatively new thing, even for students or teachers, to get used to the SNAs being there as a support network? Or has that got easier?
I suppose that's got easier. As I said, there's 12, 13 of us here in this school, and we've nearly 200 students. And you form a very close bond or relationship with your year ahead, you know, to make life easy for everybody and the children. Because, you know, you're with the children from 8:30 in the morning, where you open the base room or an assembly room, and you're helping them get organised for the day and any little anxieties they have before they go to class, and you're trying to organise them. So So you have to work closely with your principal, your vice principal, and your teachers. And your fellow SNE is really to support. It's kind of a whole school support, really, for the children to get them through, you know.
Yeah.
The SNAs, we work very closely together, definitely.
Yeah, you're, the idea is no child left behind. The support is needed for kids that need them. And yeah. And it like, this is something that, you know, when it wasn't there, you were seeing, I suppose, you know, some children falling through the cracks, falling behind, not feeling part of the school and not enjoying the academic experience.
Yeah, that doesn't happen now anymore. Yeah, that doesn't happen here anyway. We, like, I'm assigned to a class and I'm hoping that I'll go all to sixth year because I started in the first year with them and we're now in third year and we'll be facing the junior cert. So you move with that class all day, every day. So you're moving to rooms or you're moving to subjects. And it's all the children that are in that class that you are supporting. You might be assigned three students that you really have to keep a closer eye on, and that will be your priority. But you really are helping every child in the class because there's little things. It's the little things. You might be not know where to go, or they might have forgotten a book left in the locker. Those things cause a lot of anxiety for some children.
Yeah.
You just have to be aware and be prepared for them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Carolyn, what would you like to see done more for SNAs in terms of a career for people?
That's probably the big one, because at the moment there is no appreciation, really, or there's no progression, is what I meant to say.
There's no clear pathway if you want to develop further.
Yeah, there is no clear pathway. Maybe you'd like to see it become more recognised. It's not really recognised professionally as a job. Like, there are huge challenges for the job, both emotionally and psychologically. And you do have a heavy workload, you know, because the children are more extensive and varied needs of the children at the moment. I suppose SNAs can sometimes feel undervalued, and sometimes the contributions that they do make are not recognised professionally. So I definitely would like to see maybe more of a progression career pathway, definitely, you know, to make it more a professional job.
Could you see a situation, Carolyn, where people, depending on their age, would go into it and maybe go on to training to be teachers? Is that one possible
Absolutely.
Way?
Yeah, I mean, definitely for the younger person, maybe the CA form, that they would go in and do SNA and they see it as a pathway to go on to become a teacher. Certainly lovely, but that would be fantastic. But to be more, I think, as well, in the role, like when you're in the role of SNA and you're not going down the teacher route, that you really can progress in the space. That's your role and that's it. You know, some teachers are able to get posts or stuff like that. We're not. You're in the SNA role and you can't go up the ladder, for want of a better description for it, really,
yeah.
You know.
Carolyn, as you've seen children progress and students progress, what sort of a reaction do you get from parents?
They're amazing. Especially, I think I've seen it personally, because I worked with one group all the way up to sixth year. And the day they graduated, all the parents are in and they're so proud. The children are so, you know, they've achieved 5 years and all of a sudden they're leaving and they get a little bit anxious because they've had the safety and security of it. But they turn to you and they just say thank you, or they'll remember the little things that you have helped them with that you haven't really thought much about. It could be every morning you might say hello to them, or you might organise a little book for them, or you might do a little treat. And all of a sudden, they remember all of that, and they're just so appreciated. And the parents. The parents are just... And they come up to you and say, oh, my God, you have no idea. There were days I haven't been able to get the child to go to school, or they were struggling, and they're here finally, you know. It's huge, huge.
Huge difference. Okay, well, Carolyn, look, thanks so much for telling us the story and giving us an insight into your experience being an SNA this morning.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.
Yeah, there you go. That's Carolyn telling her story of being an SNA, what it's like day to day, the impact that they have on students' lives. If you have your own story of an SNA in the life of your child, then get in touch with us and let us know what you think of that, an SNA Appreciation Day, and their call for, I suppose, more of a pathway, more of a vision for them to develop, to train further, and to move up the ladder in terms of their profession from the government. I'd love to hear your views and your opinions on that on the programme this morning. You're listening to Kerry Today.